Welcome back, everyone, to Hypnotica with Chantelle and Melissa. Today, we are talking about navigating sexual insecurity. So take it away, Melissa.
This topic came to mind, or it's been on my mind in the past few days, a week or so, looking at my own journey with my relationship to my sexuality and where it started, where I am, and then where I would like to go. Yeah, so before we press record, we were talking about a lot of different things. Hang on, my thoughts are coming very fast all at the same time. Okay, so there's something deeper going on than just your ability to please your partner. A lot of us think that our sexuality or what we do with partners is strictly based on body parts going into body parts. Is the person having an orgasm? Like, did we do a quote unquote good job? And if we could focus less on doing good and being good and more focused on not only our relationship to our own sexuality that has nothing to do with a partner, but who we are and what our sexual energy is and how we express that. And acknowledge that for ourselves first, and then bring that energy and presence to our sexual interactions. We have more satisfying experiences, whether or not anybody's having like explosive orgasms. Like, sure, that'd be fun. Yes, of course. But when that is the focus, it takes away a lot of joy and exploration. Connection, like looking at why are we motivated to do the sex with the people, like, and like why do we like the things that we like? So yeah, we a lot of times we disconnect from what's real for us and what we really need and want to show up in a way that's almost like a two-dimensional part of ourselves inside our sexual interactions. So my experience is the lack of relationship that I had with myself was due to being raised in a religious conservative home. So there's a lot of shame attached to my sexuality, which I've mentioned here several times. But I had to look at that and first ask, do I believe what I was raised with? The answer is no, I don't believe that. I don't believe that sex is bad and gross and dirty. I don't believe any of that. I've never believed that. So then I'm like, okay, well, if that's not what I believe, then what do I believe? Simultaneously, because I felt that my sexual power was being taken from me and shut down, I was trying to get control over it. And by getting control over it, I was just reckless with my body and reckless with who I was sleeping with. Which felt really empty emotionally. I'm like, okay, well, that's not the route to go either. Like, we don't need to treat ourselves like we are disposable because we are not. None of us are disposable. So then it was like, okay, I'm not going to do anything with anyone. I need to get right with myself. I'm like, how would I like this to go? How would I like to feel? And then letting those questions navigate my interactions with people. Was it a messy road? Absolutely, 1000%. Is it still messy sometimes? Absolutely. I have more tools now to see when it's about to get messy and like slow that down. I also know what it feels like to me to dissociate and I can come back, usually coming back to the moment, coming back to my breath and my five senses and like, what's here right now? Sometimes if I need to pause and talk, I will ask to pause and talk. If I need things to slow down, I will ask, or speed up, I will ask. But when my insecurity is triggered, it's usually due to some story in my head that's not real. And so it's like pulling ourselves away from whatever story we were raised with and slowly shifting into the story we actually want to live in.
I see so much correlation with life in general and our sex life. And like this whole podcast is about sex, relationships, psychology, and the relationship we have with ourselves is very much reflected in our sex life and in our life. So navigating insecurity, definitely. I love all the things you said, like especially coming back to your senses. It was such a huge shift for me to focus on enjoyment, during the sexy times versus performance. So when you are for focused on performance or an outcome, then it's all very well, this is what I want. It's not happening. OMG, what am I gonna do? Like, how is there any enjoyment in that? There isn't. And it's a beautiful co-creation also. Like, you're both bringing your desires to the table. You're both like, I feel like the more present we are, like, I'm just thinking back to different encounters. And there's such a difference when he is present versus when he is in performance mode. Like, the enjoyment just goes up 1,000,000,000% when he is just being, when he is just present, when he is just enjoying me and enjoying himself and not trying to make anything happen. I love like what you said about like going into it. Like, I feel like it's like the cherry on top. So, like, connection is what we are really after. Like, that's the underlying motivation. Like, most of the time, like, yes, occasionally people are going into it to have a child, but that's the rare occasion. So, I feel like there's no matter how much overthinking we do or how much planning we do, you can't really, like, even in life too, like, you have your calendar, you have your plan for the day. Does it ever go exactly the way we plan it? No, it's not. And every time we are in resistance to life's co-creation with us, it's like we're swimming against the current. So it's like in sex too, it's like you've got to go with the flow. You can't just be like, okay, no, this is what's going to happen next. Because no, like, she doesn't want the same thing every time. She wants you to like follow her breath and, I feel like I talk in circles sometimes, but it really, everything is really just all connected. And the more that we can know how to pleasure ourselves and just have enjoyment in life in general, the more we're gonna show up less insecure for sexy times. Because, like, it's really all about the enjoyment. And like, if your partner's not having fun, then you'll have less fun. Like, if they're like insecure and being like, did you like that? Like, did you like that? It's just awkward. But if they're having a good time, then you could kind of go along for the ride. Like, for the most part, it's like, oh, you're liking that. Well, I could like that too. It's like, be a little more open-minded. And yeah, it's beautiful. Like, some of my favorite memories in bed were just no, like, there was no set thing. Like, orgasm, it didn't matter. Like, penetration didn't matter. We were just enjoying each other's company in the nude. So it was just like, that was the best. Like, I could have stayed there all day, and there was talking. Like, so we were connected on all the levels, mentally, emotionally, and then physically was just the cherry on top. And then it was amazing when we weren't really expecting it to be amazing, So, yeah, there's so much nuance and there's so much beauty in sex and in life when we can just go with the flow and enjoy what's going on instead of trying to control every little aspect of it and be right and good all the time. Like, who cares about being right and good all the time? Like, just enjoy your life. What kind of experience do you want to have? And then That's your container. Then you can go out and play with the universe and co-create and yeah.
Definitely. I feel, or at least in my experience, I've seen this with clients too. There is shame that's attached to pleasure. So they feel themselves about to let go and they're like, oh my gosh, this feels amazing. But that's when the intrusive thoughts start. And it's like, okay, how are we navigating that? Because a lot of times, if the intrusive thoughts get in too much, then they win. And then it's like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, or like we get really rigid or frozen. And it's like, well, I can't. But this fear of, yeah, like the fear of losing control when we're experiencing a lot of pleasure, and also the fear of taking up a lot of space with our pleasure and taking up a lot of space with our expression can feel super threatening, like to ourselves, but then also we're like, oh my God, there's another person here, like witnessing this. So it's like, which can put us into a trauma response. So yeah, it's like looking at that, noticing when that happens and deciding what you need to do in that moment. You know, so you make yourself, you can self-source your safety. And I mean, I know I said this earlier, sometimes that looks like stopping and having a conversation with your partner. And sometimes that looks like bringing your awareness back into your body, back into your senses. Also, for me, I've like taught this so many times with writing erotica. If there's something that feels, I'm hearing like threatening or like really loud, I will write a story about it and project whatever it is I'm feeling or going through onto my character and work it out on the paper. So there's nobody else here. It's just me. So I can hear myself and hear what is the next right thing for me to do in this situation. I've worked out a lot of things through my creativity outside of the bedroom, but it's made me a better communicator. It's made me more present. It's made me a happier, more like free feeling human inside my sexual experiences.
Writing has helped me a lot too. I haven't done a lot of erotica writing, but when I have, it's definitely brought clarity. You know, like writing, not necessarily about me, but writing about someone else. Like I remember writing my experiences, but through the eyes of someone else, and just how enlightening that was, and being like, oh, wow, you know, I see an unhealthy pattern here. What do I need? Like, what is the next step? But when we're so stuck in our minds, it's hard to figure out that or like navigate it because everything's happening so fast. But when we can write things down, it slows it down. Like, because writing is so meditative because you're really intensely focused on that one thing instead of on all the things, you know?
Absolutely.
Yes. And like feeling safe is so important. In a relationship, because then you can kind of feel more freedom to ask for what you want or to pause or all that stuff. But I feel like we have to practice in real life first, in everyday things, asking ourselves what we need in order for that to be the, you know, first response when we're in a sexual encounter and something's not quite going the way we want. I've also been learning a lot about different kinks, fetishes, BDSM. I don't have a lot of experience, but I've been like watching YouTube videos and learning about, you know, just all of the nuance and how everyone has different sort of like things that turn them on. You know, whether it be like there's just different kinds of littles, for example, or different kinds of middles. And yeah, in my mind, I'm correlating all that to like parts therapy and being like, yeah, you know, like these people are working out their stuff, like their therapy stuff in the bedroom, and they're resorting back to being little or being a teenager and figuring out all these things and how they navigate authority and asking for stuff and submitting, just all of that. It's just like blowing my mind, the correlation with therapy and with the kink community. And
Absolutely.
yeah, it's so interesting because I keep trying to put myself in a box. I'm like, am I this or am I that? I'm like, well, I do think this is kind of sexy, but then again, like I feel like everyone is so different and we can't really be put in boxes because we keep evolving. So it's like we might
Yes.
want to try this one time and then the next time, oh, not so much. So yeah. A lot could be said, and I love this podcast because it kind of created the container for me to learn and grow about, BDSM stuff and like kind of be more open-minded. And I love the idea of erotic hypnosis. I got this book in the mail recently, Mind Play, A Guide to
Fun.
Erotic Hypnosis by Mark Wiseman. Yeah.
Yes.
So
Oh, I
I'm
love
very
that.
interested in diving into that.
Yes.
So there's something to be said about just like kind of surrendering and letting your partner, say what's happening or tell you to do stuff. And I think, well, in my experience, when there's like a woman who like has to be in control on the job or with her family life or just is always like having to stay on top of things, then in the bedroom, oftentimes she doesn't want to be in control. Like, she's just like, okay, I'm here for the fun
Yes.
times. The whole masculine feminine energy dance comes into play and she's able to just be instead of do. And there's so
Absolutely.
much beauty in that if there's like a safe space to do that, like if she has a safe partner.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, it's super helpful. Oh, Lord, that's a whole nother thing. Is when, if we're with people who are maybe also feeling insecure, or people that we don't feel safe with, especially as feminine beings, it's extraordinarily difficult to completely surrender because we're out here like, well, where is he? Where'd you go? He could be right there, but we pick up on that energetically that he's not really present with us, especially if you're in a dom sub dynamic too, and your dominant's not present, that is deeply unsafe. So yeah, that's like a whole nother thing of safety and presence in cultivating that within yourself, especially in those dynamics, so that everyone stays safe, physically safe, and emotionally.
And here we go with another correlation with life in the bedroom. I feel like the more or the less we judge ourselves, the less we judge other people. And the more we're in tune with ourselves and what we need, the more we could be in tune with our partner and what they need. So like as a dom, if they're inflicting any kind of pain, they have to be aware of, or even just like if there's handcuffs involved, like, am I cutting off the circulation or are we good, right? Like, it, and if they can't be, present themselves and know what they need, how can they then have the awareness to know what their partner needs? Yeah, there's like a whole. I love life and I love sex because there's always something more to learn. There's always something new to navigate. There is no sexual experience that I've had that mimics the last one. Like every time is a new creation. And sexual energy is creative energy. And I feel like that is why it's been so shut down in the religious community and so like strictly controlled, and there's something to like liberation and freedom in all of that. And when there's too much masculine energy in the world, when everything has to be so analytically controlled, and like so many of our systems nowadays, like school and government and healthcare, like just everything, just like way too many rules, right? Like, how can you be creative within those frameworks?
It's
Like
really
the
hard.
feminine energy of just being able to swim in the mess, you know, just to be able to work with all these different colors and pieces and things and be in the moment and be present. Like we said last episode, magic is in the mess. Like I feel like the masculine is kind of the container, and then the feminine swims in there and takes all these bits and ribbons and glitter and, you know, like puts it all together and makes something amazing each time. But I feel like so many people look at sex as such a technical thing, and they only have the masculine and they're not allowing any of the feminine in there. So, yeah, that would be my challenge to y'all. Get a bit creative, get present when you let go of outcomes and try having sex without any penetration. It's amazing. You know, like the woman can relax so much more if she's not like afraid of pain, because like so often, especially in long-term relationships, like you're not ready for penetration till a good 20 minutes in. Whereas so many women have never even experienced sex that's longer than 5 minutes. And so they've never even had a chance to be fully turned on or to open up
Definitely.
fully, which is so sad. There just needs to be so much more sexual education, and I'm very passionate about that. And the movies are not doing us any favors. It's so funny when I'm watching movies with pretty much anyone in my life, because I'm really open about sexuality. And we're watching a sex scene, like I literally get mad and like yell at the screen. It's like, you didn't give her enough time. Like, no, she is not just ready, like right that moment. Like, don't pretend to like it, woman. Just stop faking it.
Don't fake it. Exactly.
Yeah,
Yeah.
gosh.
I
Were we again?
know.
Asking for what you want. Presence. Yeah, I guess our topic was navigating sexual insecurity. Yeah, I feel like there's always a bit of that, like no matter what, like with ourselves too, when we go out into the world, there's always a bit of insecurity. Like even though we wear masks and pretend that we're not insecure, we're always just like, well, I really want them to like me. I really want this to go well. You know, when we can let go of outcomes and be like, it's okay if this goes horribly wrong. Like, it's okay if I mess up on my first day of work. It's okay if I have a review at work and I'm told that I may not be measuring up 1,000%. Like, it's okay. I'm not going to fall apart. This is normal. Like, life is both yin and yang, good and bad, everything's allowed to exist. When we can navigate life like that, then in the bedroom, when you're navigating sexual insecurity, you can feel more free to just be, because you're not so afraid of messing up or failure.
Definitely. Yes.
Mic drop.
I love this. It's so good. It's so good. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love this topic. We have more for you next week, as always. So stay tuned. And yeah, we'll see you in a week.